Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. I am your host, Jordan Prince, and I'm very happy to be here today because we have a really fun episode planned. Hopefully, everything goes according to plan, because if things don't go according to plan, well, then it won't be as fun of a show. But I have a theory that it's going to be a really good time. Last week, we did a live episode on TikTok called Germanisms with some really fun people who joined into the chat. I'm kind of counting on some of that group to join back in again. So far, we've already got Ogre. Hello to you as well. Welcome to the live. This week, what I want to do is a little different. It's a very similar idea. We're going to, instead of just pinpointing on just American stereotypes and trying to break them down, thank you for the likes, by the way, or just pinpointing on German stereotypes or American blah, blah, blah. I forgot which one I said first because my memory is trash. Either one, instead of pinpointing just one and breaking it down and either agreeing with it or debunking it, I thought maybe it's kind of funny if we do an episode where we talk about both at the same time in, call it culture clash. And just, I found this great website, which sounds a little biased because it's called The German Way, thegermanway.com. If it was thegermanway.de, I would think that it's a conspiracy website about Germans being the leaders of the free world. But it's just thegermanway.com. And I think that it offers a pretty interesting insight into just these really niche things, or not niche, but just these really specific things that America and Germany do so differently. And if we jump into those things, they offer a comparison. We can choose which one we start with. I had a theory already of the most interesting ones. Here are some topics. So the people already in the chat, you can either vote for the topic you want to start with, or if you don't mind, I'll just pick one. So before we jump in, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you for everyone who's joining into the live. It's been a really fun, interesting couple of weeks for Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Like I explained last week, we had actually now a couple of videos do very well for the podcast. You know, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now. Started it, I think, back in 2019 when things started to go down for the pandemic. User Magus Enjoyer says, Jesse White? I don't know who Jesse White is, but it's not me. I hope he's attractive. We started this podcast like two or three years ago, and it's morphed into so many different things as time has gone on, as the pandemic has gone on, as our careers have changed, as our jobs have changed, as our free time and interests and abilities have changed. I've been doing it alone much more often in the past year, and that's just the way that it has to be, and it doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. But now, even more recently, it's morphed into me joining live on these chats and interacting with you nice people here that are watching this live, and also getting some feedback from people who listen to the show. And hopefully, because now that some of the content from this podcast is getting quite some views and some eyeballs, we may even eventually have some more subscribers, and we can grow that Artsy Fartsy family. That's my goal. So if you enjoy these conversations, and if you enjoy listening to this or being a part of it, make sure to tell a friend, hey, Jordan Prince has a podcast called Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Talk a lot about German and American stereotypes right now, but we talk about a lot of different things in general, and normally I try to interview creative people, and trust me, I keep saying it, but the plan is to bring new people back. So that is something I will do. First, I have one more update. So it looks like I actually might be acting in a very, very small role, but acting in a German television show. Like for anybody who knows me or knows what I post or listens to this show, you know that I worked on the music, or I did the music for a German television show called Wrong. The Germans might say it's on a network, RTL Plus, but it's, I would say RTL Plus. And the show is called Wrong. It's very funny. And we even interviewed on this show the director and the showrunner, David Helmut, who's a really interesting guy. And I had the pleasure of doing the music. And now the show did very well, and it got picked up for a second season, and they're filming that second season right now. And what's really cool about that is they've given me the opportunity to go to Hamburg, where they're filming it, and actually act in the show as a musician and play one of my songs in a scene. So I get to travel to Hamburg, I get paid to act in the thing, I get money for licensing my song. It's kind of a perfect combination of what I love to do, which is to act and play music. So I'm very honored to have that opportunity, and just letting you guys know that, it's really cool. I think you won't see my episode until next year, maybe next spring. Time does go by faster than you think, so it's not that long of a wait. But if you haven't seen the first Staffel, the first season of Wrong, go get the app, RTL Plus, RTL, Google it, get your app. It's very cheap. Do a 1 month subscription, do a trial, do a 30-day trial, watch the show. It's the English word wrong, like not the right way of doing things, but the wrong way of doing things. And, it's really funny. And, I think you'd really enjoy the music, personally, but I'm biased. Rick says, yo, bro, your Shure mic is not connected with TikTok. I know. Unfortunately, I haven't figured out how to simultaneously put this audio into TikTok whilst also recording it on my computer separately for the podcast that this is all for. So maybe if you have a suggestion, you can put it into a comment later or send me an email or something, but I'm still figuring that out for the time being. Sadly, everyone on the live just hears the phone audio, but when people listen to this on Thursdays, the whole episode, they get the proper audio. Also, thank you, Rick. I think it's amazing too. I love, I always, you know, in high school and college and stuff, I really loved acting. And I did a lot of it. I was the leader of this improv group in college, and I loved being on stage, and I did plays, I did short films, and it's something that it's a real passion of mine. And since I moved to Germany, I was never really able to hop back into it. You know, like, I do music, so I've been able to act in my own music videos, but that's about it, really, which it's cool, but it's not enough. It's like, I want a little bit more. So finally, there's a chance to actually be on a set again, like I used to be. And, you know, I don't know if there's going to be really any lines outside of the music that I'm playing on the show, but I'm very honored to do it. And I'll keep everyone posted. I'm gonna post about it. I'm going to share clips when I can. I'm going to make more of an official announcement when I can. So we'll get into it. But today's show is not about that. Oh, Rick, thank you. You're very nice, man. Thanks for being here. I appreciate everyone who's in the chat. Thanks for the likes. Ogre, thank you so much for sending likes, guys. I want to try and reach a goal today. Yeah, baby steps. That's right. Like Rick says, just baby steps. Today's show. Thank you, Rick, for the follow. That's so nice of you. Thanks. You didn't have to do that, but thank you. That's really nice. Today's episode is Culture Clash. So I have some theories here. Rick and Ogre and everyone else in the live, you can vote here. We have some topics we can talk about. Big differences, the way that Germany does things and the way that America does things. And either they're extremely true and we're going to dive into it, or they're not so true and we can really break it in half. So we have some topics here. We have shopping, like grocery shopping, credit card behavior, banking, the post, alcohol. If any of those stick out to you, make sure to type it in the chat. Driving and traffic laws, restaurants and dining, coffee. Coffee? Is coffee so different? Is coffee not coffee? Seems like a strange one. I'd be curious about that. Religion, cannabis, And what's the last one here? We got friendship, formality, and informality. That's going to be some big differences. And table manners, Tischsitzen, I guess that's called. Yeah, Tischsitzen. Sorry, Tischsitzen. Sorry. All right. So, anybody have a thought? I'll give it 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Then we're going to go with the first page here. Thanks, Nikki, for joining. Thanks, guys, for the likes. I'm going to start here. Let's see what they have. Let's see what they have for shopping. Oh, okay. Ogre says, credit card and money relation in general is interesting to me. I'm more in line with the German mentality. Okay, then let's see. The first page has credit cards. Okay, cool. We can go to credit cards. Let's see. So in America, yeah, credit card does sound interesting. Credit card acceptance is almost universal in America. And in Germany, credit card acceptance is much more limited, even in restaurants. That was like, I mean, especially in Bavaria, that was one of the very first things that I noticed, was that if you didn't have cash on you, you were screwed. And that was such a surprise for me, coming from New Orleans, coming from the States, where everything is electronic. Like everybody, I mean, I don't love credit cards. I have had one credit card. I had one bad experience with that one credit card, and I have never had another credit card ever. And I really hope that I never do. I hope I never have to deal with it. In America, you can't even rent a car. You cannot rent a car unless you have a credit card that you can give to them in the moment, or you have a friend who has a credit card that you can, you know, loan the money from. It's so insane that I can be in a rental car place and have a debit card with enough money on it with my bank account, or I can have cash. I can have a stack of cash, like here's your whatever it is, $400 for the rental of the car, and they say, sorry, we gotta have credit card. It's insane to me. I really never understood that. But when I came to Munich, I was going to restaurants, I was going to like bars, especially bars, and I'd say, oh, like, well, let me get this round, guys, and I would like put my debit card up to pay for the round or to pay for the meal or something, and they'd say, oh, sorry, for cash only. Ogre says, yes, we live on plastic use in the U.S. generally, plastic meaning credit cards. Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was kind of strange. I have gotten a bit more used to it. I've gotten used to having cash on me here. And Ogre says, COVID made more places likely to accept debit cards, EC cards, and credit cards. Yeah, that was my next point too, is that the pandemic changed also that behavior a lot more than I thought it would. It was one of those things that changed that you didn't expect to change, but it just did. But before the pandemic, I got used to just always having some cash on me. I would even sometimes set limits for myself because, you know, I've always been kind of a broke guy, which is the curse of being a creative person. Jordan went to film school and he wanted to become an actor, or he wanted to make movies, or he wanted to be a musician. But so what does that mean? AKA he's broke. So I would always set limits for myself. Where I would like look at the ATM and I'd see what I have and I'd say, okay, if I spend directly from my debit card, I will be in the minus immediately. So I would take out like $20 and go, that's my $20 for the weekend or something, and map out how can I get enough food with this and then maybe get a few beers because I'm also kind of an alcoholic. Well, I used to be. I don't drink near as much anymore. But that's a musician's life. Let's see, Rick says, seems like it's purposely made to make a shit ton of amount on loans. Absolutely. Oh my God. America's system of credit cards and inflation and interest rate and the loans is absurd. It's disgusting. They are thieves, man. You don't even begin to understand it. Like, I mean, this isn't even touching into the topic of student loans. Like, that topic has been a curse and like a source of hell and pain for me for over 10 years. Like, it's or about 10 years. It's unbelievable how much money and how much interest they put on these ridiculous student loans. And that's a whole different thing too. That's about, education being free in Germany versus how you have to do it in the States without scholarships. It's a whole thing. It's insane. But yeah, they make so much money off of that. Like I said, I had one credit card and I used it to actually travel to Europe when I was 23. You know, I was young. I was in love. I made a bad decision. I didn't have the money. I got a credit card because they were pushing credit cards on college students at the time. And I took it and it was, you know, it was a cool, fresh looking tape deck credit card that I could use. And it looked like music. Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. And then I got it and I spent it all. It was like, I don't know, $1,200, $1,500. I'm not really sure. Maybe it was $1,000. And basically because of a couple of missteps in the following years into where that where certain payments were being directed and how I, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't paying as much attention to it. And it's still like the interest rate on it is so absurd that it has racked up over all these years. And I know my mom is listening to this and I know she's going to text me about it because I also still get so wrapped up in what's going on here that I forget to stay in touch about it. But all I know is that that account has been frozen for some time because it is the most toxic business relationship I have ever had, me and this credit card. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Ogre agrees with Rick and says that she thinks the U.S. platform is set up to keep people in debt, to keep them needing a job. That's fair. Promoting a common need for a loyal, reliant workforce. So much deeper. Big thought there. Conspiratorial, but I agree with you. Bigger picture. I like the way you think. Here, mentality in Germany is more living within your earning limit and not living on future earnings. And U.S. is the reverse. It's the flip. I agree completely. The way that I see people living in Germany is absolutely within their means. And it is humbling to see that, and it's responsible to see that, and it's kind of impressive and a little inspirational and admirable to see that. To see how people here absolutely understand what they earn and understand what's possible with that, and they don't even begin to bullshit for one second on outside of that. Americans are told to believe and dream big and you can do it and aim for that goal. And sometimes that's great. Sometimes that's what you should be doing. But companies take advantage of that mentality. Companies take advantage of your dreams and make you believe that you need certain things in order to get those dreams to come true. And you can get tricked and bamboozled so easily and abused so easily, and all of a sudden you're in debt the rest of your life working three mediocre jobs because you couldn't quite get the things in the right time that you thought you would. But here in Germany, that happens far less because the earnings that you make and the money that you spend are much more in a transparent relationship to each other. Ogre says, everything can be bought on layaway, credit, don't pay now, pay later. Exactly. Because then they make more money off of you, off of your purchase, so you keep working hard. Exactly. JG asks, so how much is the interest rate, by the way? Well, let me blow your mind, guys. So just talking about the student loans that I had, if I'm not mistaken, I had two for sure separate student loan entities that were chasing me and my family after my education ended at my university. One of them had an interest rate of 13%, and I'm very sure the other one had at least 7% interest. Which is insane to get into double. I know 13 because it scarred me, and I spoke about it to people here, to Germans here, and they were like, 13% interest. That's criminal. That's criminal. And it is. I remember talking to friends here about like how me and my parents collectively, or mostly my parents, because I'm very blessed to have their assistance and have had their assistance for so long. My parents were paying like several hundred a month just to stay at zero. How horrible is that? How haunting is that? How are you ever supposed to feel that you're ever going to get anything finished with your debt to American businesses if you're paying hundreds of dollars a month to stay at zero because the interest rate is 13% on one of your two loans? It's horrible. Can you believe that? So thankfully, there's all these things that have been changing and taking place now, and the system is different for me now, and I did this so that X could go to Y, so that this could make that, and now everything is sort of, what do you call it when consolidated? All of the loans are consolidated into one thing that I'm paying now through a German loan, and that has a forever 1% interest rate that the more I pay it, the interest rate only goes down. And in America, it always goes up. It's insane. We got some people in the chat here saying, holy cow, that's a lot. Ogre says, yeah, different loans have much higher rates. JG says, 13 and 7%, that deserves a damn. You're right, JG, let's give it one. Damn! Damn indeed. Let's see here. In USA, 0 to 10.75% sales tax is added to the price of your purchase, depending on the state, county, and city. Imagine 10.75 sales tax added to the price of any purchase. Sales price in Germany already includes a 19% VAT sales tax, 20% in Austria, and 7.6% in Switzerland. Lower tax rate for groceries. That's an interesting one. I kind of thought that America had a higher sales tax, but if you think about 19% sales tax in Germany, man, as a freelancer, you know, getting an invoice from somebody for a job that they did for you, and they say, oh, you know, don't forget the VAT, and you're like, oh, don't worry about it, no problem, it's fine, and then they send you a bill that, like, should be, oh my god, I'm so bad at math, let me pull up a calculator here. I'm gonna do this real quickly so that the American listeners will know, so that the American listeners will know what I'm talking about here. So let's say someone does a job for me for 250 euros. You imagine that when you get the invoice, it's going to be like, whatever, 260, maybe, I don't know. But then if you see it times 0.19, that's an additional 47 euros and 50 cents. So plus 250, someone did a job for 250, you're paying them 297 euros. You're paying them 300 euros for a job that's worth 250. And now, of course, before the Germans come at me, I know, that 19% VAT is going straight to a separate folder for them that is only going straight to taxes, and that's their system of getting money back, and that's how they make their earnings, and that's how they contribute things to the tax office. I know. It's not like it's going in their pocket or something, but it's just like, oh man, I'm getting some shit here from JG because I'm bad at math. Hey, I don't know what 19% of anything is off the top of my head. I'm a musician. The only math I know is and a one and a two and a three and a four. That's all I've got, okay? Don't come after me. This is a friendship here. Be friendly in the chat here. I'm just kidding. You can give me as much shit as you want. I'm terrible at math. JG says, nothing's ever going to change in the U.S. Roe v. Wade now and Roe v. Wade and whatnot. Prohibition in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, exactly. I think Handmaid's Tale is on the way, but however they can make the most money off it and imaginable. Ogre says, however, the tax is also more upfront information here. Especially in a store, what price says is what price you pay. Absolutely. And JG, no worries. I know you're just kidding. Guys, thanks for joining the live. Thank you for the likes. We're over halfway to 1,000 likes. I'm so happy. Thank you guys for being here. I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for chiming in. We have a great conversation going right now, talking about culture clash between Germany and the U.S. And right now we're talking about credit, which is insane how different it is and how bad it is in the States compared to here. And just as Ogre said, talking about sales tax in America, however much it might be, even if it's 10% or less, what I don't like is that it isn't on the price as you pay for it. You don't know exactly what you're paying for until you've taken it to the counter. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, getting a super extreme upcharge that will throw you off completely, but when something says that it's $4.99, wouldn't it be great if you gave them a $5 bill and was able to just walk out? Wouldn't that be great? That's what you do here. That's what it is like in Germany. At least when something says that it is, whatever, let's say €7.28, whatever it may be. It's usually never that random, but if it's like €7.28, you are paying €7.28. So you can go in there with the exact change, plop it down, and you're walking out the door. Here's one. Here's one that rocks my boat a little bit. Here's one that scuffs my butt. America, and just about every single store, not every single clothing store, for example, but every single restaurant, let me just start over. This is something that scuffs my butt, is the fact that in America, most shopping places are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24/7, nights and Sundays. In Germany, especially in Bavaria, shopping hours are so much more limited. And there's no shopping on Sunday. I mean, God forbid you live in Munich on a Sunday and you didn't go to the grocery store on a packed-ass Saturday, shoulder to shoulder with everyone you've ever met in your entire life, including all their cousins and neighbors and moms and dads and their dogs and their babies and their strollers, and you're crammed in there trying to get the last little piece of, like, salami or cheese because everybody's going to have Brotzeit on Sunday, and you're bumping into everybody just trying to get some orange juice or, like, some milk or, like, even for me, I love cereal, I'm American, suck on it. I'm just trying to get, like, something for myself, and it feels so crammed. And if you forget to do that, God forbid, if you don't do it, God forbid, it's Sunday, you wake up, you don't have groceries. Maybe you had a kind of work on Saturday. Freelancers do often have work on weekends. So imagine you're out, you're working, you're full of things, you're going out in the evening, whatever you have to do, and then it's Sunday, and you don't have anything, and you can't get anything. And yes, of course, yeah, sure, you can order food from a restaurant, okay, but you're still spending extra money, and you're creating waste. You have all this trash and stuff. It's just insane. You could create more jobs if you had stuff open on Sundays. People would definitely volunteer to do it. Do you know how many people in Munich are looking for work? I mean, just open it up. It's so limiting. Just do it. Who cares? Jesus isn't judging you if you want to go to a store on Sunday and get some orange juice. It's just not what he does. We have a message. Let's see what we got in the chat here. We have to get to Fond too. Yeah, JG's talking about a process here that we have to get to. Okay. Klika, I hope I'm saying that right. Thank you for being here in the chat. Nice to see you. I'm so proud of your video about the doctors in Germany. It's so effing true, the doctors. And she puts sad crying emojis. I'm definitely going to get to that in a little bit. Klika, thank you for mentioning that. I'm in the process. I think I'll have it today. In the process of making a thank you video for how many extremely kind and sweet and wonderful people sent such supportive comments and messages, and they found my email, they found my Instagram, they sent messages, and I mean, I got everything except for letters in the post about that video, and I'm just overwhelmed by how sweet and fulfilling that is, and how justified I feel for having explained that experience, because when I haven't even talked about that video on this show yet, but like, for those who don't know, basically I had a terrible experience at a doctor in Munich, a horrible experience where I felt, I don't say this much because I'm a privileged straight white guy, but I felt really like kind of, I felt like she was being kind of racist. I mean, I felt that I was being judged for being an immigrant, that I wasn't great at German, that I needed more patience or more time or more explanation. I just felt very shoved and pushed to the side and not cared about. And I was very emotional. And I made this video in the heat of the passion where I was super upset about this doctor. And I kind of thought it was a throwaway. I mean, it's really long. It's like over 4 minutes. I thought, no one's gonna watch this. Just get it out of your system. I cut everything together. I rewatched it and rewatched it. And I thought, you know, this is how you really feel. Just be honest, just put it out there. And I checked it after like an hour, and I think it had like 100 views, and I thought, that's what I expect. I don't think it's going to do much. Give it a day or two, let it rest, and then you go on with your normal content. And then, like by the end of that day, that video had like really blown up for me, like with my, like how my numbers are, it did very well for me. And I was so like, oh my God, you know, and my first thought when a video does well, like there's a video from Artsy Fartsy Immigrants from this podcast that did very well, but it's a lot of people kind of confronting the video. I thought when the doctor one did well, I thought, oh man, did I piss some people off? Did I get in trouble? Are people angry with me? I always get really insecure when it does well because I think maybe I scratched at an itch that didn't need to be itched. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You know, maybe I'm just complaining too much. But then I checked the comments, and oh my God, like it was so, I don't want to get emotional, but it was so overwhelming that everybody helped me, like everyone validated me, and I felt so connected to a community again. Like I felt so not alone. Does that make sense? I felt so not alone with all this. And then I realized it's not even just a like an anti sort of, I interpreted it originally as like an anti-immigrant relationship, but in the end, I don't even think it was that. I think it was just a bad, lazy doctor. And so many people, Germans also felt the same way, just rushed and judged and pushed to the side. And I was really flattered and I was very emotional about the response to that. So for everyone who has commented something about that or responded in any way or even just watched it, thank you. Klicka, you're the first one to bring it up. And this is the first live I've done since that video, so thanks for bringing it up. I wanted to talk about it at the beginning of this, but somehow it just slipped my mind because I wanted to get into the fun stuff, but thank you. We've got some messages here in the chat. Let me just take a little look here. So just back on the 24/7 stores, Sten, I said it with the sh because I think you're German. Sten 9844 says there are already 24/7 stores in most cities. Okay, fair, true. All right, okay, sure, true. Not so much in Munich, and that's a problem for me. Ogre says the quality of life is the foundation thought behind it being closed on Sundays. I understand. I get it. They want to have people together, family nice and close, doing things together. I get it. I get it. It's just not the... It's just like, come on, give me the option. Klicka says, the doctors here are so bad. I hope you got the help that you needed. I'm going through the same thing with my back. I need a chiropractor. I really hope that you find a great chiropractor. I'm so sorry that it's like this. I don't know where you live in Germany, but I've been recommended, since that video, I've been recommended so many wonderful, kind, I'm assuming, doctors, websites and phone numbers and things to look at. I have not even been able to crack the surface on this, on the stuff that people sent me because it's too much. So hopefully today or tomorrow I can sit down and look at like all the doctors that have come through this. And you know, if someone recommends that, says they're a chiropractor, I can try and mention that too, so you can hopefully, if someone nice, and then you'll know too. So JG says he disagrees about being open on Sundays. You can only work so much and peeps need a timeout. Like I said, I would never, I don't think that having the option for an open store on a Sunday forces anybody to work. But having the opportunity for some people who don't have 40 to 50 hours a week, who want to like hop into the Rewe for a 4-hour shift, sitting down, you know, scanning things through to get a little extra pocket money to save up for some equipment or for a holiday. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I still stand by it. Ogre says she's personally glad that Sundays are true rest days here. There are already changes slowly happening. In the almost 20 years that she's been in Germany, regarding rest days. Okay, so what changes are slowly happening to the rest days, if you don't mind letting me know? Sten asks, am I private or regular health insurance? I'm public. JG, there's hospitals, et cetera, that are always open, but I could go on and on. Okay, that's fair. I mean, I think hospitals kind of have to be, right? That's not what I mean, though. I mean sort of like luxury items, like a grocery store or clothing store that may want to be open on a Sunday. I don't know. It's just what I'm used to. It's something that I've always had my whole life. So, of course, when I don't have it anymore, I'm like, where is that darn thing? I want that for myself again. SW, sorry that that happened to you. Thank you very much. That's really sweet. John Shot, you did the good thing. Thank you. Let's see. Clicka says, great. JG, you'll get good and bad docs everywhere. Go and find another one that can help you. Sten says, yeah, I am German. Baby Christo, I have been to the doctor's office twice in Hamburg, but surprisingly, both doctors were very nice. That's good. John Shot, did you see the Google reviews? That was my mistake. I did not look at Google reviews for that doctor. It's something that still doesn't necessarily come to mind for me when I think about going to the doctor, like to look up how they're reviewed or treated by other people. I don't know why. It just doesn't come to mind, but I'll be doing that from now on. That's for sure. Let's see here. All right, guys. Thank you again for the likes. Thanks for being in the chat. Let me go back to this list here and see what we're looking at. So we talked a bit about credit, some about the 24-hour shopping. So it says, in America, good customer service is expected. Returns are usually accepted for any reason. And in Germany, customer service can be poor. Returns are allowed only for a defective product. What do you guys think about that? Because this is kind of almost in relation to the doctor thing about customer service. Of course, it's a different industry and they have different changes and things like that, different purposes, but I think that's also something that surprised me the most about that interaction was that I'm so used to just anybody being so immediately friendly to me. You know, even if they don't mean it, even if they don't want to be friendly, even if they don't want to be there, still being friendly, being like a genuinely just like, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Oh, all right, tell me about it. You know, you almost never encounter like a really rude person in any situation. JG says, well, at the end of the day, this is not America. That's true. Ogre says, many stores then closed on weekdays at 5 or 6, now are more open to 8. That's true. I think it would be really tough if all the stores closed at 5 or 6. I mean, woof. I don't know that I could handle that. She responds to JG saying, so many come expecting it to be when they don't realize that's what they're doing. I don't quite get that one, but we can talk about another one here. This one says that in Germany there are no shopping malls, but that's not true. I don't know how old this article is because I've been to a shopping mall in Munich or outside of Munich already before. Let's talk a little bit about the post, because the post is such a job here. Like, America is sort of building this world for the past few years where you don't have to leave your house to do anything. And of course, that also was encouraged by the pandemic, but you think about websites like stamps.com or what's it called? Ship Easy or something? Or ship something? Ship Quick? I'm not sure. I forgot it. But there's so many websites that like are meant for you to like order your item from home. Either you like it and you keep it, or you don't like it and you ship it back out from your house to your... That's the thing I might miss the most, man, that like I never get here in Germany. In America, each individual person's, and again, home, not apartment, I know that's different, but each individual person's home has a mailbox at the end of the driveway with a little plastic flag. And when that flag is up, you know there's mail inside. And if you take that mail in and you say, oh, I have to write this letter back to, let's say, the water company. It's a bill. I need to mail that back. Well, you don't have to drive all the way into town, wait in line, talk to somebody, put the letter down, put a stamp on it, and mail it. You can just walk out to your driveway if you already have a stamp, put it in your mailbox, flip the little flag up, and then the next day the mailman, when he comes to give you mail, takes that mail out, puts it in the deposit bag, and from the, you know, incoming bag puts your new mail in. And that's something I miss so much. You have no idea how much I miss that. You have no idea how much I miss that. Every single letter that I have to mail, every single package, everything I have to, it's not like a long walk away, but I still have to plan like a trip to the post office. And I'm so not used to that. And it's such a first world problem. I know, but like being able to walk out of the door or, you know, just to go down your driveway, like 10 seconds and just like plunk in your mailbox. Like, cool, your letter's mailed. But now it's a whole thing of getting out, getting your shoes on, getting dressed, walking down the street a few blocks, going down, waiting for the red light, crossing the traffic, going inside. Depending on the time of day, if it's lunch or just around when work gets out, then you're waiting in a huge line, sometimes 30, sometimes 40 minutes. Maybe there's one guy working the counter. You can't skip line. You can't do anything. You have to just wait. You pay money depending if you're sending a package that weighs anything or if you have to buy the stamps from the guy and send it. And it's just such a process. It takes up so much time of your day and it's such a waste. That's something that I really like. Gah, I do not miss that. Let me take a look here on the next topic. I just have to send a message really quick. Give me 1 second to send a message, guys. You can make a chat in the... I remind Kadir of Shane Dawson? Why? What did I do? Did I offend you? Why? Shane Dawson? No. Ogre says, when we travel, we should research culture laws so we don't go assuming it will be like home. Yeah, of course. Okay, come on. You guys are taking this a little too seriously. All I said was that I miss having a mailbox. I didn't say that Germany's corrupt or broken or something. But JG agrees. The mail thing is awesome. Germany, Germanland isn't innovative that way, but hey, it's the way it is, of course. A lot of things are kind of slow here. Internet, technology, post, it's just all behind, but there's other benefits instead of that, of course. Misha mentions, the doctor's post and says, I miss just being able to go to the doctor without a referral. Mm-hmm. So JG, you're saying here that we get to drink from 16 years of age. Yes, that's exactly what the next topic is going to be about. I want to talk about alcohol here because that's a fun one. There's some big differences there. Let me just answer this message really quick. All right. Thanks for waiting, guys. All right. Let's look at alcohol differences in the Germany and in the Germany and the U.S. So, in America, the drinking age starts at 21, and in Germany, the drinking age is 18, but kind of more like 16 for beer and wine. I think that's excellent. Do you understand how many delinquent alcoholic issues you would lose in America if you were able to responsibly introduce alcohol to people who at that age are going to go drink it anyway? Imagine you're 16 or 17, you're going to parties, you're being introduced to people of all different crowds and backgrounds, you're getting into peer pressure, you're getting pushed into certain things, and eventually between 16 and 18, you're going to try alcohol. It's just the way that it is. My first sip was at 17. I didn't like it, and then I didn't drink it again until I was like 21, maybe, but I just didn't like it. But I still tried it, and I tried it with a friend, and I tried it secretly. But imagine if at 16 years old, you could sit down at your house and, you know, your dad could, this is just like a dream of mine, but like imagine your dad would show up with like a case of like just good old classic beer and could sit down with you with like maybe like a little, I don't know, like a little cake that had like a cupcake with a candle in it that says like, you know, like woohoo, like a little beer shaped candle or something, and sits down and like cracks one with you and says like, hey, congratulations, this is your first drink, I'm so honored to share this with you, I don't know if you're gonna like this, but it's, you know, it's something that's gonna be around you your whole life, so let's just cheers to this, and we can play some, I don't know, play some tish tennis together, some table tennis, some ping pong, or some kicker or something, just like sort of do like a ritual, create something together to introduce alcohol into someone's life. Because if you think of alcohol positively, if you see that with responsibility, you can have fun with it and it can be a good aspect of your life, then you're not introduced to it by sneaking it and not understanding what your limit is and drinking it too fast and vomiting and getting sick. And then, you know, some people black out, they get fearful of things, they make mistakes. I think it's the wrong pattern. I think it's wrong that you have to wait so long. You know, there should be different systems in place for introducing alcohol. Because in America, by the time you're 18, you can smoke cigarettes and you can vote. And you can buy a gun, I think, when you're 18. So you can smoke a cigarette shooting a vote ballot. I think Patton Oswalt has a joke like that. You can light up a cigarette as you shoot a gun through a voting ballot, but you still can't have a beer. So I think that's a little silly. We have some comments here. JG says, because we learn from that age to drink responsibly. Yes, the Germans must drink responsibly because there is nothing irresponsible about the German way of life. There's too much beer to drink in Germany for you to be drinking it that irresponsibly. I mean, come on. You have to drink responsibly. Ogre says, too much condescending to the youngsters in the U.S. They get stuck in situations they're not prepared for because there's no experience with responsibility. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly my sentiment. Again, GameCrafter, thanks for joining the live. Guys, we just crossed 1,500 likes. Let's get to 2,000 before we end this show. I'm going to do about 10 more minutes. Thank you for being here today. This is really fun. In the USA, McDonald's does not serve beer or wine, but in Germany, McDonald's serves beer and wine in France. So you can have, what do they say in Pulp Fiction? A Royale with cheese and a glass of Merlot. I never thought that that would be something that I would find tempting, but you know, if something's there and you've never had it before, why not? You know, come on. This is a big difference. In the USA, bars tend to be dark, hidden places. No children allowed. In Germany, pubs are open and light. Children allowed with parents. Of course, that doesn't speak for every bar. Some bars in America are open and fun and light. A lot of them are dark and dingy. Some in Germany are fun and open and light, like beer gardens, of course, are family friendly, but some bars are dark and dingy. Oh my goodness, Ogre, thank you. Little Red, thank you so much. We crossed 2,000 in like a second. You guys are crazy. Thank you so much. That's so nice. Oh yeah, true. Well, okay, here's a big difference. Kazuma asks, beer at German McDonald's? Since when? I'm German and never have seen beer there. I've seen beer there. There's a McDonald's that is not too far from where I live. There's two within a certain radius of where I live in Munich. And at one of them particularly, for sure, I have seen beer offered. I didn't buy it. I didn't drink it there, but I have seen it. JG says, yeah, we have beer in the McDonald's. Yeah, Germany and America united, having a nice Hefeweizen with your Big Mac. It's a beautiful merger of cultures. Culture. Well, funny thing here is, so like I've said before, I'm a musician, and a few years ago, I was asked to play a festival at a university in the Czech Republic near Budweis. Now imagine, I get into that region of that country and see that they have the original, like the real Budweiser beer. For those listening at home who aren't German, that looks a lot like Budweiser. And we drank a lot of that beer, and I thought to myself, oh, is this like the real Budweiser? Is this the actual Budweiser? And then I started Googling and was like, wait, but is the American Budweiser, but why is the American Budweiser so bad and watery and disgusting? But then this one, there's this one in the Czech Republic that tastes pretty good. Why is the one in Czech Republic tasting like kind of good? Why is that Budweiser kind of good? But then the one in America is kind of like, want to vomit and die. I don't get it. Why is it like that? I don't understand. Turns out, I think the one in America is owned by Anheuser-Busch. So, you know, they just have a different product over there. And maybe they named it after the one from Czech Republic because people were like, that tastes kind of good. And they got tricked into it. They got bamboozled. Little Red says, all American beer is bad. Kind of hard to disagree with you there. You know, there's a really popular culture right now of people hopping into the PA cult, the IPA culture, you know, like all these trendy sort of like sour, like raspberry, chocolate, sundae beers. I think all that stuff is really gross no matter what country it is. I don't like those kinds of beers. I like a good classic, just Helles, like a lager, just like just a nice, clean little beer. I like that the most. And if we're talking about that, there are very few beers that hit that spot when I travel back home. There's a beer from Abita Springs, Louisiana. So if anyone ever travels towards New Orleans, Louisiana, you have to get Abita Amber. A-B-I-T-A, Abita Amber. It's a fantastic beer. I wish I could sponsor them so that I could get free cases of beer. But sadly, not yet. We have to build this artsy fartsy family, and then we can get me a beer sponsor with Abita Amber. But that's the only beer that really, when I travel back home, and especially if Germans come with me to visit New Orleans, we get that beer and they say, okay, all right, okay. Nicht so schlecht. Nicht so schlecht, Jordan. Das schmeckt mir sehr gut. Das schmeckt mir sehr gut, Jordan. Lecker. That's exactly what Germans sound like. All right, guys, let me just take a look here at our time. I know it's a little shorter than usual because normally I go at least an hour, maybe a little over an hour, but today is running a little tight, and I have to meet some people. Ogre asks if I'm importing Abita to Germany. You know what? Next time I'll try to do that. Next, I'm going to go back home probably around Mardi Gras next year on Fat Tuesday. You guys should Google that. That's really fun. It's basically carnival, but the real deal. And I might try and bring some back. Who knows? I want to say thanks to the live chat for getting us over 2,000 likes in just under an hour. That's amazing. Thanks for the 10 or 12 people that have really been chiming in so much. Stories of OM, I hope you're well too. Thanks for being here in the chat. JG says, what? Your German friends speak German with a Valley Girl accent? Yeah, of course. Duh. I mean, like, that's how it is. That's just how... Duh. I mean, I imagine you sound like that too. Was? Deine deutsche Freunde? Ogre says, I'm a wild one. No, you're a wild one. You know why? Because you've made us go over 2,000 likes in under an hour, Ogre. You're the crazy one. All right. I hate to end it a little early today, guys, but it's just a crazy Monday. Just another manic Monday. So I have to let you go. I'm going to stay on the podcast for just another minute after this, but thank you again to everyone on the live for being here. You're wonderful. Natalia, thank you for the likes. Lena Ferry says, leave Germany alone. Never! Maxi, thank you. Kana, thanks everyone for joining. I hate to say bye now. We just got into a good swing. But thanks for being here. I hope all of you have a wonderful Monday, a safe week. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Stay healthy. Be humble. Share the love. And I really hope to be on a live again soon. Maybe this week. Let's see. Take care and thank you so much. And mwah, bye-bye. All right, that is another wonderful live TikTok episode where I talk with people about these. You know, it's funny, there's like a lot of regular people coming back on the live, it seems, every week. Like now this Ogre, like it's really spelled O-G-R-E. Her name is, I don't know why she named it after that. Maybe she loves Shrek and Fiona. But yeah, she's back on. I'm surprised we didn't have crazy old Inga von Schneider on this episode. She sounds like, my friend Moritz and I said she sounds like a Indiana Jones villain. Of course, Inga von Schneider. She's been working for the Germans since before the war. dun, 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 dun. But yeah, everybody, hey, this was really fun. I want to do these more and just get into a good groove. Sorry that it's a little shorter than usual. We had some gaps there. I had to send some messages. It is in fact a manic Monday, as I said. And I'm also using someone else's space who so kindly loaned it to me. So I could use the Wi-Fi because I'm not at home. So I'm also going to give them their living room back. But thank you so much for listening. You guys are wonderful. Please stay safe and stay healthy. And maybe I can do a little bonus episode this week. I'd love to if I get the time. But let's see. I have a lot of work to do. And otherwise, if you haven't checked it out yet, the new Toman video of James Brown is out now on Toman Music, Music with a C. YouTube channel. So you can check that out. Or you can go to my Instagram. I have a link in the bio that takes you directly to that video. Instagram.com/JordanPrince. There's a link there. And yeah, you know, just tell your friends about the show. Give me a follow. Make sure to share it around. Let's grow this artsy fartsy family and, you know, make it a nice, beautiful, blooming flower from Germany to America and all around the world, because you guys actually listen in a few different countries, which is pretty cool. Thanks for being here, and I'll be here either later this week or next week. Let's leave it to a surprise.
Look out, baby, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.